What kind of dog were you walking?
An American Bull Mastiff.
That's a lot of power.
This teen tried her best to hang on.
When they got to the sidewalk, the girl fell. The dog at that point bit my dog.
But it's not so simple for mom and dad.
But, Your Honor, if I may say, though...
Don't try to make excuses. That's the wrong thing to do.
Your Honor, what you're losing is the character of our plaintiff. He has a flawed character as a dog owner.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Stuart Bernstein and his son Joseph Bernstein are suing their neighbors, Cheryl and Troy Allen, for vet bills after the defendant's American Bulldog attacked their dog.
Order. All rise.
Now, it's case number 570 on the calendar in the matter of Bernstein versus Allen.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ladies, have a seat.
Who was walking the dog?
I was.
Were you there?
Not for the walking of the dog.
Then it's not particularly relevant. Why don't you have a seat? Mr. Bernstein, you were walking a dog.
Yes, I was.
I think you said it was your wife's service dog.
Correct.
What kind of a dog is it?
It's a Belgian Malinois.
You have a picture of that dog?
Yes, I do.
I'd like to take a look. I've never heard of it.
That would be this dog right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
And there's a different. Same dog. Same dog.
So it's a big dog.
57 pounds.
And Mr. and Mrs. Allen, you weren't there when this incident happened, is that correct?
Correct.
Correct, Your Honor.
But your two girls were walking your two dogs.
Yes.
So you can sit down and your girls can step up. Tell me your name.
Chloe.
And yours?
Alexi.
And what kind of dog were you walking?
An American Bull Mastiff.
Do you have a picture of that dog?
This one.
Thank you. Okay, and that's a pretty big dog. How much does that dog weigh?
I'm not quite sure, Your Honor.
95 pounds.
Okay. And what kind of a dog were you walking?
American Bulldog.
And how much does that dog weigh?
About 42 pounds.
Okay. Do you girls walk these dogs regularly?
Yes.
Do you?
I'm her cousin, so I don't...
You don't walk the dog regularly?
No.
Okay. You walk which dog regularly?
Both of them.
Yourself?
Yes.
That's a lot of power. Okay. So this incident happened, and it was an incident where you claimed that the defendant's dogs bit yours. It happened on what date?
January 27th of this year.
And is that your chart?
Yes.
Walk over to the chart and tell me, as you're going over there, what time of the day did this happen?
This happened at 7:35 p.m.
And where do you live?
Los Angeles.
So in January at 7:35, it's getting dark out?
Yes.
Okay, so show me where you were.
I walked out of the back gate of our building. I crossed the four lanes of traffic over to the side where the LAPD Topanga Station is, and I was standing here. Oh, the dog was, you know, sniffing around and doing her business.
You crossed the street?
Yes.
Why wouldn't you walk the dog on your side of the street?
Because on this side of the street, on the police station side, there is dirt and there is grass and shrubbery around.
And on your side?
And on this side, there is a concrete sidewalk and then a car dealership.
Okay. And?
I crossed over. The dog was sniffing around doing her business. I looked back. I saw, looking back at our building, I saw the two girls with two dogs on the second floor waiting by the elevator area.
Oh, is your building an open area?
Yes, it is.
May I see?
And that is a picture looking backwards towards the back gate.
Do you, Chloe?
Yes.
Do you and Mr. Bernstein live in the same building?
We do.
Before you continue, Chloe.
Yes.
When you walk your dogs.
Yes.
Do you also cross over the street?
I do.
For the same reason that Mr. Bernstein says he does?
Yes.
That's more grass and
yes.
More interesting messages for your dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and you live on the second floor?
Yes.
Okay, so you say you saw
right.
The girls.
Looking backwards, I saw them on the second floor landing waiting by the elevator.
Go ahead.
At that point, the dog is still doing her business. I hear the back gate slam. And when I turn around to see what is now happening, their dog is pulling the girl across the street.
Which dog? The larger one?
The larger one. Only one dog engaged. which was the larger one. The smaller one did not engage at all.
Okay. So, Alexei, the dog that you were walking stayed with you.
Yes.
I want you to walk over to there, Alexei. Walk over there to that chart. Now, I want you to point where you and Chloe came out. You came out the gate.
Yes.
Your dog remained with you.
Yes.
On which side of the street?
We both walked together.
No, just tell me. I'm talking about your dog. Your dog was where? There. And where was Chloe? Did you and Chloe remain on that side of the street?
No.
No. Chloe went where?
Cross the street.
Did you cross at the same time as Chloe did?
Yes.
So you both walked together across the street to where Mr. Bernstein was with his dog?
Yes.
Okay, now you can go over there. Chloe, had your dog ever had a negative interaction with Mr. Bernstein's dog before?
No, Your Honor.
This was the first time?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Bernstein, let's go. What happened next?
When I heard the back gate slam, I turned around. The larger dog was already pulling the girl, holding him across the street. When they got to the sidewalk, the girl fell. The dog at that point bit my dog on the left side. I walked the dog on the left side.
So she fell?
Onto the floor, on the sidewalk.
Now, your mother says that you fell, Chloe.
Yes.
I just read your mother's answer.
Yes.
She said that you fell on the gravel.
Yes.
Step back, Mr. Bernstein. Mm-hmm. I want you to go over and show me on what gravel did you fall?
I fell about right here.
Right near where Mr. Bernstein was.
His dog was not here.
Where was his dog?
They were already in the middle of the sidewalk.
Okay, but that's not, I looked at the sidewalk. That's not far. We're not talking about from here to the end of the road. We're talking about a gravel path. I want to know why, Chloe, go back. Go back. You walk your dog all the time, and I assume that you don't fall all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Bernstein's dog, according to you, was not near the gravel.
Right.
So I want you to tell me how come you fell.
Because when I was running to get across the street, I heard his dog barking. And it was dark, and there was trees, and I was behind it. So once I looked over, I saw his dog, and I immediately pulled my dog the opposite way, which is what made me slip in the gravel, and I fell down. And then I was pulling my dog the other way. And once I was already on the ground, they were barking at each other, and I'd never let go of my dog, and I kept pulling my dog more and more until I could eventually get myself up.
You didn't tell me you were running across the street, Alexei.
Yeah.
Were you running across the street?
Yes.
Why, Alexei?
Because they had to go pee, and they run when they have to go pee really bad.
So you were both running across the street?
Yes.
When you were running across the street, did you hear another dog bark?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you kept running across the street?
Yes.
To avoid cars.
Okay. Do you have a picture of the injury to your dog?
Yes, I do.
Chloe, was your dog injured?
My dog got bit in the mouth and was bleeding.
Did you take the dog to the vet?
We did not.
Do you have any photographs of the dog bite? Can I see your vet bills, please?
It's in the phone.
Yes. You weren't there.
No, but I have experienced his dog, and I just would like to share the history, if I may.
Not necessary.
Okay.
Say you're out of glow.
What?
I just want to make clear that my dog was not pulling me across the street. Us two and the two dogs were running to get across the street. Once we got across the street is when we seen the dog.
Well, no, but that's not what Alexei said. She said that you heard the dog barking.
Right.
You heard
We heard the dog barking.
We heard a dog barking across the street.
Right.
And if you have two large dogs, you have to exercise better judgment. Listen. You have to exercise better judgment. If it was dark and you couldn't see the dog, I know the difference between the bark of a little tiny dog, which is usually a high-pitched voice, and a bigger dog. So if you heard a dog barking across the street, I wouldn't run across the street. I would let that dog move a little further away.
Right.
And you did, as a matter of fact, lose control of your dog, even though you say you held on to the leash. You lost control when you fell. You have no photographs of your dog being injured, and I have photographs of a serious bite on his dog's leg. And you weren't there.
No, I was
wasn't
not.
Wasn't there.
And, right. And no, I was not. But Your Honor, if I may say, though.
No, you can't.
Okay.
Well, what you have to say is not relevant.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You lost control of your dog for a minute. It's not a tragedy, but don't try to make excuses.
Not an excuse.
What?
We were not waiting at the elevator. We don't ever take our dogs in an elevator.
What
we went straight down the stairs.
What difference does it make?
And later today.
I'm telling you, the tree looks as if it's dead. You might want to have it cut down. I can't imagine one of my neighbors coming into my house and cutting down one of my trees. I just can't imagine that kind of scenario. What gives you the right to do that?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Stuart Bernstein says, an American bulldog owned by neighbors Cheryl and Troy Allen attacked his dog while they were walking in the neighborhood.
Okay, if you weren't there.
The gentleman says he saw them on the second floor.
Mind
he
you.
Saw them coming down. He
you're
saw not, them. They you, didn't see him.
You're not, is, you're
he
not
should
listen,
be responsible
you're
to
not,
pull his dog
listen
away
to me,
as well.
Listen to me. Put your hand down. Put your hand down. What you're telling me is that Mr. Bernstein, who sees two people on the second floor of a building, that's what he
here's
said.
Here's the door slam.
Just a second. Here's, put your hand down. You lost control of your dog for a minute. Your dog bit him on the leg. It's not a tragedy, but don't try to make excuses.
No,
that's the wrong thing to do.
Not an excuse.
What?
I don't have an excuse, but I just want to say we were not waiting at the elevator. Because we don't ever take our dogs in an elevator.
What
we went straight down the stairs.
What difference does
so
it make?
So I don't know.
What difference does it make?
Your Honor, what you're losing is the character of our plaintiff. He has a flawed character as a dog owner.
Okay. His dog is very aggressive.
Judgment for the
we
plaintiff in the amount of $480. You lost control of your dog for a second when
right,
you fell.
Right, but I never let go of when my
you
dog.
Fell.
He never helped me while I was on the floor.
$480.
He didn't pull
his dog.
We're
finished.
Thank you. Why is our excuse? You may step out.
He didn't take any ownership of his dog nor responsibility to try and avoid the confrontation.
I think the judge ruled correctly.
He's a very, very aggressive dog. He's always on his hind legs.
There is no truth to any history or anything of that nature.
We'll just go our separate way and enjoy our lives.
Do the right thing.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Coppins versus Bennett. Step forward.
James Coppins is suing his neighbor, Brian Bennett, for cutting down three of his trees.
Mr. Coppins, you have a rental property that's located where, sir?
It's located in Orlando, Florida, in Altamont Springs, Florida.
How long have you owned the property?
I've owned that property 20 years.
Did you ever live there yourself?
Yes, ma'am.
Until when?
Until about 8 or 10 years ago.
This is a single-family dwelling?
Yes, ma'am.
And the defendant, Mr. Bennett, has lived as your next-door neighbor for how long, Mr. Bennett?
2015, Your Honor.
There were three mature trees on your property. And Mr. Bennett, you acknowledge that you cut down those trees. You cut them down on his property to the stump. Is that correct?
I did have a tree company do that. Yes, ma'am.
When did you have the company do that?
I got work. September 8th of 2016, Your Honor.
Do you have photographs of those trees?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
I'd like to take a look at them. And it goes without saying, Mr. Bennett, that you did not have permission to cut down the trees.
No, ma'am.
Okay. Is this a tree that was cut down by the defendant?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
No, ma'am, but the last photographs in there are of a similar tree, similar in size.
I'm not interested in a similar tree. So the answer is you don't?
No.
Okay. Now, Mr. Bennett, now it's your responsibility, so that there is no question that you were on his property through your agent without his permission and destroyed property on his property without his permission. The onus is upon you, sir, to show me evidence that would render a verdict in your favor, because it's clear you're not permitted to go on somebody else's property. You're not permitted to destroy somebody else's property, unless there are some exigent circumstances that you'll have to convince me about. And I understand that there was supposed to be bad weather coming to the state of Florida, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All is in your court.
Your Honor, on September 8th or August 27th.
On August 27th.
Yes, ma'am. We had a hurricane that was coming through. It was being announced. The governor did announce there was a hurricane, and it was lasted up to September 3rd. During that time is when I did have the trees cut off. The canopies of the trees.
Just a second. before September 8th?
Yes, before the hurricanes were on their way.
And what effort did you make to contact Mr. Copins prior to having the trees cut down?
Ma'am, we moved in. I did not know who he was. I went
and knocked on the door. So the answer is you made no effort.
Yes, I did.
To contact him. I mean, there is a registry who owns the property. If you went to town records, you could have found out who owned the property.
Yes, ma'am. I went and knocked on the neighbor's door. His name is Dan. I asked Dan about the trees. I did not at the time know. Again, I just moved in. Did not know who the owner was. I assumed
he was. Well, 2015
we
is
moved
when
in,
you moved in.
November 2015. Yes, ma'am.
So you were there a year before, almost a year.
Almost, yes, ma'am.
10 months. Well, in 10 months' time, there's bad weather in Florida. You could have found out if these trees presented some sort of a risk to your home. Do you have photographs showing me how these trees presented a risk to your home?
I do not.
The answer is yes or no.
No, ma'am.
Well, that's a problem for you, Mr. Bennett. You can't do that. You have no right to do that, sir.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I had a survey from when we moved in. Both those trees were on our property line.
No, you said they were partially on your property and partially on his.
Yes, ma'am.
What? So far, you're not losing. So what do you want to bother me for?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
James Coppin says neighbor Brian Bennett cut down three trees that were on his property.
Okay, if trees are overhanging your property, you have a right to trim the trees to your tree line. That you have a right to do. Because if they're overhanging a fence, and if your house is placed at risk as a result of that, you have a right to do that. And if you think that the tree itself poses a potential risk to your house, you find out who the owner is of the house, and you contact them, and you say to them, listen, there's a tree in your backyard. The canopy of your trees is hanging over a house. I'm going to have it trimmed, but I'm telling you the tree looks as if it's dead. It looks as if it's compromised. It looks as if something might happen with it. I think you might want to have it cut down or trimmed or something. I can't imagine one of my neighbors coming into my house and cutting down one of my trees. I just can't imagine that kind of scenario. What gives you the right to do that?
Your Honor, I have a survey from when we did move in, but the survey shows that the trees are split. Half of the trees are on his property, the other half are on my property. I do have...
Hold just a second. So you have a survey that, according to you...
Yes, ma'am.
Just according to you, shows that the trees have grown, because they're bigger now.
Yes, ma'am.
But that part of the trunk of the tree was on your property.
Yes, ma'am.
But you didn't cut just your part.
What happens, ma'am, is when the trees grew, the canopies themselves were bending onto my side of the property. Before I had moved into the property had already sustained damage from the trees themselves. A gentleman was going through when the governor announced that we have a hurricane coming through. You need to get your properties together before it came in. This was in August. So the tree company came through. They were knocking on people's door. I said, yeah, I've got two trees. So he said he came
back. No, you don't have two trees. Three, actually. There were three trees that were cut down.
Yes.
According to you, you have a piece of three trees.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Go ahead.
I had a survey from when we moved in that told us where the property line was. It had the trees. Both those trees were on our property line.
No. You said they were partially on your property and partially on his.
Yes, ma'am.
Then what you have to do is you have to call him up and say, what? So far, you're not losing. So what do you want to bother me for?
I have a diagram of the trees where they were located.
Whatever. He has no right to do that. He has no right to trespass on your property and cut down trees that are partially on your property without consulting you. He can't do that. How many trees did you cut down, Mr. Bennett?
The tree company.
How many trees?
Two, ma'am.
Two, not three.
Yes, ma'am, two.
Just two. Were these trees alive or were they dead?
Well, they were alive, ma'am.
You have information to demonstrate to the contrary that they were dead trees?
No, ma'am, I don't.
Okay. Judging for the plaintiff and the amount, he's requesting $5,000 because he can't replace those trees. We're done. Thank
you. Yes, ma'am.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
A former friend feels wronged by the other.
She's had two altercations with my brother's baby mama. She stated that I put new pictures of her daughter on Facebook.
Next Judge Judy.
fine, and I hope this is over with.
I'm very happy.
I just hope this is over with, and we can try to get along.
He sprayed me with a hose.
He wouldn't leave the property.
This man is obviously very angry.
I hope we can get along.
I want him to stay away.